Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Chris Phillips joins us right now on the line. Chris, you and I are going to butt heads here, man. So put up your dukes. All right. I'll be Jake Paul. You can be Nate Robinson. All right. We're gonna have some fun here, my man.
Wait. What an apt description. You're Jake Paul.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. A superstar. Knock Nate Robinson's ass cold out. Let's see here, Chris. So I feel like if Shane Beamer's the guy, and I agree with you, it's a matter of when, not if, I feel that's an incredibly sad sign for Gamecock football, that the best they can do is a guy who's never been a head coach before. And I know, Dabo Swinney is the same way, but it seems to me like they're getting ready to throw their Dabo Swinney Hail Mary. Is this really the best they can do? Should you be listening to alumni to make your next hire for you? Good gosh, Chris, allow me to save you from yourself.
Well, I guess, okay. Well, Mark, first of all, appreciate you bringing me on. Obviously, always a pleasure. I don't know if I'd agree with the Jake Paul, Nate Robinson thing, seeing that I would be willing to bet I'm taller than you are. So we might have to meet you, Nate Robinson, and me, Jake Paul, seriously. So you talk about this coaching search, of course. Here's the thing. I would counter with this first and foremost. Who are the best options in your mind? Because if your short list is what I've seen of Neil Brown, Billy Napier, Jamie Chadwell, I feel like we're splitting hairs when we talk about Shane Beamer amongst those guys. You really think there's that much better of hires? Because I don't think – I look at all of those guys, and here's the thing, because I think people come to me and they ask me, who is your number one pick who you want to be the head coach? Surprisingly enough, there's not many guys outside of really Jeff Munkin that I've looked at and said, absolutely not, I would hate to hire. I look at all the guys I just mentioned and said, they're all going to be a risk. You're rolling the dice. I understand Billy Napier's a head coach at Louisiana. I understand Neil Brown won at Troy. I understand Jamie Chadwell won at Charleston Southern and Coastal. But who really cares? Do recruits really care? Is that a guarantee they're going to win at South Carolina? So I think it's rolling the dice either way. And I don't think normally the voices of the alumni, of the guys like Marcus Lattimore, DJ Swearinger, Garcia, DeMarco, not just any alumni, by the way, the best Gamecocks to ever wear the garnet and black. I don't think normally that would really matter. But to me, Mark, unless you're Ray Tanner and Bob Castle in the search committee and whoever else, and you're behind closed doors, and a guy like a Napier or a Chadwell or a Brown just crushes the interview, and it is without a doubt you leave that meeting and say, this guy without a doubt is the best option. We can't hire anybody else. Why wouldn't you roll the dice on the guy that everybody's behind? If you're really just splitting hairs at that point, if you're really – because that's how I feel.
I don't view it as splitting hairs, but before we get
now,
to all
if
that,
you want to say wait a minute. Or, you know.
Yeah. What's the very latest, Chris, that you're hearing? Is this thing done?
I think it's pretty darn close. You know, the rumors started swirling this weekend as far as financial numbers, 4 years, $3 million per, and I feel like, it's not over by any means. I've heard Neil Brown's name come back up, who's at West Virginia right now. And, of course, Jamie Chadwell and Napier, those are the other names floating around, I think, that are most seriously in consideration. But when you start hearing rumblings of financial numbers, I think it's about as done can get. I think it's actually a lot closer to being a done deal than I expected this early on. I didn't think we'd really start hearing stuff like that until probably middle or late next week. So, if I had to put money on it, I would say Shane Beamer's probably going to be your next head coach if I had to gamble on it. So,
yeah, and when, and you said it could be almost done, so you're expecting maybe sometime this week this is wrapped up then?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I mean, I don't know. And I think for South Carolina, I think one of the reasons if you do see it happen this week is they want to try to go ahead and get out on the recruiting tree. I mean, I know you saw South Carolina lose like five or six guys last week, and your recruiting class right now is ranked, I think, 91st in the country. And that's going to happen when you fire a head coach, especially middle of the season and with the early signing period. But I think they're trying to get somebody in there to salvage whatever little bit you can of this recruiting class. So, yeah, I mean, listen, I think they're moving quickly. And I would say, you know, if I could say anything to Tanner or Castle, whatever, hey, as soon as you think you got the guy, pull the trigger, whatever. Because like I said, man, I just look at it different. There's no Steve Spurrier out there. It's just not a guy that it's a no-brainer hire. To me, I look at them all. There's pros and cons to every guy. And I'm not saying that Beamer doesn't have more risk than some of the other guys. I'm not saying that. But they're all a risk. There's no guarantee Billy Napier. Billy Napier got fired by Dabo from Clemson. I mean, I'd almost rather go with the Beamer option. At least we don't have that baggage. I mean, there's cons to every guy. None of them are guaranteed. Now, if you wanted to argue to me that Hugh Freeze is a lot better option than Beamer, that's an argument I'll listen to, Mark. I will listen to that argument all day because Hugh Freeze is one at another SEC school, something none of the other guys have done. Now, he has his own baggage and cons, and I don't think South Carolina would go that way. I don't even think he's a realistic option we're talking about at this point. But when I just look at the main short list of the Napiers and the Chadwells and the Neil Browns, like, I don't think Shane Beamer is that much worse of an option. And maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe those other guys I mentioned will go take other jobs and go win big. But I'm kind of looking at all those guys exactly the same. And at that point, if they're all the same, if you're truly splitting hairs, like I said, you have the option of the guy that he's cut his teeth at South Carolina. He has the support of all the greatest players to ever come through and guys that are in the league. And, I mean, I think that means something. And every former player that I've talked to, you know, I have these guys on my show, and I ask them all, what do you want to see in the next head coach? A culture fit, a guy who wants to be at South Carolina, a guy that it's his dream job. He wants to build something at Carolina. He understands, he knows what it takes to win. He was around when South Carolina had its most successful run. And that guy is Shane Beamer. So, again, normally I probably wouldn't put as much stock into what all these former players are saying, but I'll be honest with you, Mark, maybe it's wrong, right, wrong, or different. It's intoxicating. It's hard not to listen to Marcus Lattimore endorse the guy and DJ Swearinger and Pat DeMarco and Garcia. And the names go, I wonder what Connor Shaw thinks. I'd love to know what he thinks. He's on staff. We'll never know. But, you know, we'll see. But I think he's splitting hair with all these guys, man. Nobody's a guarantee right now, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Chris? I just think Billy Napier has answered a lot of the question marks. You know, why do we care whether he butt heads with Dabo Swinney some years ago? I've done some digging on that. It's really hard to get that story as to what exactly happened there. Scott Satterfield, there's a lot of positive momentum around him at Louisville. I realize they're having a bit of a down year. Steve Sarkisian is viewed as an offensive genius. Jamie Chadwell, look at what he's doing at Coastal. You got to be blown away at that. Give me a guy who's been a coordinator, man. I just feel like, Chris, you know, I hear this by Lonzo. I hear this from other fans. I just have this feeling like I just get this sense that anyone is better than Muschamp. And, you know, if you're a single guy, you don't say, man, anyone would be better than being single. You wait for the right person to come along, right? It's better to be single than to be with the wrong person. It's better to just wait a while than to hire the wrong guy. You realize the road you're walking down, it's a completely unproven road, man. You're grabbing the chance card. You're grabbing the chance card. You're grabbing the chance card in Monopoly instead of the community chest, man. Don't do that.
I do love your analogy, by the way, Mark. I always love the relationship analogies because we all have experience there, and those are always very funny to me. But no, you're right, and I do want to say this, by the way, as well. What if, let's say it was Napier or Satterfield or Sark. Dude, I'd be happy with all those guys. I'm not sitting here campaigning saying Beamer is the only choice. I guess, Mark, from my perspective, and again, because I think a lot of people, they saw how adamant I was of wanting a change from Will Muschamp, so they're saying, they think I'm going to be quite as adamant about saying no to these other guys. And I'm like, I'm willing to give all these guys a chance. Even with Muschamp, man, I wasn't down on that hire when South Carolina got him. I said, okay, they're going to roll the dice. Maybe he learned his lesson. I'm not going to be damning the guy the second he gets hired. I'm going to give you the opportunity. Like, go out there and show us what you can do. If you can go win ballgames, I don't care who the coach is. But obviously it gets to year four, and we saw what happened with Champ, and that's a whole different conversation that we've already had. But I want to make it clear, I wouldn't be upset if you got Napier. I wouldn't be upset if it was Chadwell, Satterfield, Sark, like you said. You know, if you want to roll the dice of Brown, whatever. But if it's going to be Beamer, I think the reason, Mark, again, just going back to it, the reason you keep hearing Beamer, the momentum is there because of the support from the former players. I think it's, and again, right, wrong, or indifferent, it's there. I think if you take that away, if nobody had said anything, maybe Beamer doesn't have quite the momentum that he has right now. But that's the reality of it. That's where we are. And he also got the vote of confidence in the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, himself. So it's just the momentum's in his corner. But, hey, like I said, if Tanner and Cass on that search committee, if they talk with Napier or Satterfield or Chadwell, and they feel like those guys are the best options, pull the trigger. I don't care. Like I said, I feel like we're kind of splitting hairs anyways. If you feel like that's the best option, go ahead. There's not really a guy, like I said, outside of Jeff Monken, which is not going to happen, that I'd be like, oh, my God, this is a terrible hire. So, you know, there are guys, like you said, that have more risk than others, but I think it's going to be a roll of the dice either way. And, you know, you probably are right. There's a little bit of that, hey, it's better than Muschamp no matter who we hire. And that's – this fan base is a little damaged, Mark, as I'm sure you can attest. So
mental
kind of where we are.
Damage. Mental damage is what is going on right here. And it's sad, and I hope you guys – you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. And you need to realize that. So tell me what Shane Beamer does for you. Tell me what he's good at.
Yeah, I mean, as far as an offensive guy, I mean, he's been around a ton of great head coaches. Like I said, I want to preface by saying it's a risk. It's a major risk. Guy's never been a head coach. Guy's never been a major coordinator. But he's been around some of the best head coaches in the game. You know, I talked to a buddy of mine. I met up with him at halftime. He actually works for Georgia personnel, works under Kirby Smart, whatever. Won't say his name. Don't want to get him in trouble. But he knows Shane Beamer very well. He knows Mike Bobo very well, all those guys. He worked with Shane. He thinks Shane would be a great option for South Carolina just because he hasn't been a head coach. He's worked under some of the best, Steve Spurrier, Kirby, Lincoln. His father's a legend. I mean, we all know that. So he's been around the game. He knows the game. Guys that I've talked to, alumni, guys that played when he was at South Carolina, they talk about how enthusiastic he is, how much of a player's coach he is. He knows offense. I mean, you'd certainly think he knows offense. He's worked under some of the best offensive minds in college football. And the guy can recruit. He recruited when he was at South Carolina. Again, it's no guarantees because I think everything I'm telling you, Mark, there's something you can come back with. Well, he recruited under Steve Spurrier. How hard was it, right? It was a legendary head coach. How hard is it to get guys there? But as far as his track record, he's known as a legendary recruiter, recruited some of the best players ever to step foot on the field at South Carolina. So I think as far as the culture fit, I know people get tired of hearing me say that, but the culture fit as far as what he brings to Columbia, he cut his teeth at that program. He saw it at the height of the success. He understands the program, the fan base, the expectations, what it looks like when it's operating at a high level. And he's an offensive guy. I mean, there's certain things they wanted to find in this coaching search as far as an offensive guy, going to be spread up tempo, a lot more modern. That's the way you have to win in college football. So I think if it's Beamer, it's going to be more important who the coordinators are. I think that's going to be the big thing. Who does he bring to surround himself with? Because, again, it is going to be his first head coaching job, right? He's going to need help. So finding the right coordinator is going to be big. But, listen, I think Shane has the qualities. Again, is he ready for it? Is he ready to take the keys to a big-time SEC program and – you know, meet those expectations? I don't know. I don't know. But, again, I don't know if Napier would be or Chadwell or Satterfield or any guys. So, you know, you're going to be rolling the dice either way, I think.
Chris Phillips, Spurs Up Show. Great stuff, bud. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, Mark, appreciate you, man, always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.